The Older Americans Act sends more than $13 million in federal funding to Kansas every year. $8 million of that goes to pay for meals, about 3 million congregate and home-delivered meals. Janice DeBoer heads the association that represents the 11 area agencies on aging in Kansas. She says 38,000 older Kansans rely on those meals.
For many of the seniors and the disabled who receive these meals, it is their one hot meal per day.
DeBoer says the automatic cuts scheduled to begin January 1st unless Congress comes up with another way to address the federal deficit would reduce funding for those meals in Kansas by more than $650,000.
With less funding, we could see a waiting list started for meals, particularly out in western parts of the state. We could see a reduction of the number of days that meals are served. And then probably the worst-case scenario would be closure of some of the smaller meal sites.
DeBoer says she's optimistic that Congress and the president will work out a better solution than the automatic cuts. I'm Brian Thompson.